So, with that, I would like to introduce our next speaker, Jenny, to talk about holistic health. Would you please help me to welcome Jenny?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so happy to see my friends that came back from last lesson. And also, I'm very, very happy to welcome all those new students, okay? I'm so used to saying customers because I was in business. Pardon me, okay? My name is Jenny, for those who don't know me. My last name is Chang. Today's topic is holistic health. What is holistic health? Anybody? Yes, Jonathan?
It's approaching your health from all perspectives and different strategies, I guess, through your mind, through medication, or through exercise, through diet. It's many, many areas that you can approach health from, I guess.
Yes. You only have, probably, I would say, maybe 65 to 70% correct. Most of us consider holistic health is, well, I can eat, I can do the output, you know, I don't necessarily say the word, bad word, right? I'm mobile, my mind is healthy. Most people consider that as being healthy or well-being. But in a true sense, the definition of holistic health, it is the integration of physical to mental. And three, spiritual wellness. Next slide, please. Now, when we talk about physical health, two things that come to our mind is food and shelter, like Jonathan said, a balanced diet, proper shelter. Now, this is actually very instinctive. Animals do need the same thing too, right? They need good food, the correct amount of diet, the balanced diet, and they also need a warm and proper shelter. Yes, nurturing and nourishing the body with good food is instinctive to humans as well as animals alike. Now, the vast population of underdeveloped countries has barely enough to eat and just a tin roof over their heads. And I'd like to ask you a question. Next slide, please. Do we eat to live or live to eat? Now, based on this primitive motivation, the vast majority of people in affluent societies and developed countries overemphasized on nutrition, organics, and tonic supplements to achieve longevity. And likewise, the desire to pursue homes in upscale neighborhood. We all tend to like to follow the Joneses, don't we? Next slide, please. Now, this, and then again, like Jonathan said, physical health. Good physical health through regular exercises. And no one would argue that a balanced diet and regular exercises is the foundation of good physical health. But remember, holistic health is a three-cell aspect, signified as a shamrock. Consists of not only the physical, but also the mental and spiritual pursuit. Next slide. Now, on the second aspect, regarding mental health, the definition of mental health is the balance and peace of mind. Next slide. Now, we can achieve well-balanced mental balance through participation in stimulating activities, such as painting, music, artistic creations, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, and yoga. And you probably notice now in North America, a lot of yoga centers have mushrooms up. You know, meditation. These are just ways to achieve mental balance. Mental balance can affect us indirectly at some point of our life through family members, friends, colleagues, or even through work. And statistics have shown that 20% of Canadians will experience some degree of mental disorder or illness in their lifetime. Do you agree? If, you know, in the family, the dad lost his job, he's a bread earner, and that will be distress, and if it's not corrected, he hasn't got the income, you will gradually see that become an illness in that family. Okay? Now, mental illness is also a taboo and a stigma. Society and people in our community tend to shun away from those suffering from mental illness. They are being nicknamed as the loonies, not the $1. You know what I mean? Their families tend to hide them away like skeletons in the closets. Yet, according to Health Canada, mental health is curable. I'm sure some of you must have seen that report on the television. I noticed that just as I was doing this article, I said, how it came in so nicely when I'm writing this. And just to prove to you that Health Canada did make that statement, our mental illness is curable. Next slide, please. Now, the third component is spiritual well-being. The definition of this, spirituality is understanding and realization of the meaning of life. How many of you have thought about this sentence and achieved it? Next slide, please. Now, for many, spirituality is faith in the traditional religions. Maybe like going to church on Sundays, temples, or mosques. They don't do it every day. You go to church 1 out of 7 days. But spirituality is in you. You really don't have to go to church. You do it in your homes, at work. Take a moment. Next slide, please. Most people are afraid of death. Yet, death is inevitable. True? Now, what happens after death? The physical body is merely a human shell that disintegrates after death. However, the spirit is still conscious, as documented by studies on near-death experiences. And after the brain death, mental functions cease, yet the consciousness remains. This phenomena clearly discerns the spiritual component of a being from its mental compartment. Give a thought to this, okay? Next slide, please. Now, I would like to conclude holistic well-being. The three components. One, physical body. You get food and shelter. You maintain that balance. Mental health. Less attention is paid on this factor. And then coming to the third one, the spiritual element that is totally neglected. And here at AWE, we hope to bring this light to all of us here. Pay a little attention to this, because it is part of the shamrock of holistic well-being. Without the spiritual element, we only have 2/3 of the holistic. We need the other 1/3, the spiritual component. And the spiritual component is the most influential and sacred constituent of the whole being. Therefore, should value spirituality as life's priority. Okay? And thank you very much. Any questions, anybody? Or like to comment? Jeanette? I know you come from Ethiopia. You're quite new here in this country. And I'd like you to comment on what you think of holistic health or well-being.
Thank you, Jim. And before I ask, any idea that I understand very good.
That's very nice. Very nice, Jeanette. She is from Ethiopia. She does not speak English when she first came here. And, you know, getting her to come and join this class, it has opened up her mind. She tells me she's very grateful and happy to join the class. Thank you very much. Thank you. Mr. Noonan, any comments?
No, I think overall, it all boils down to a basic common sense. Something we do every day of the week. And depending on where you come in life, your religion, your background, and stuff like that. Like, we were already brought up as Roman Catholic is, you die where you're going to go. Well, you're going to go to heaven. And I've had so many employees over the years, thousands of them, it's like, how to do this to get to heaven? I said, well, this is heaven.
Right.
Everybody's, we were always told that you die, you want to sit at the right hand of the Father. And it's like, when I was very young, I thought, there's trillions of people have died in the past. You're not even going to get a lucky by the time you die. So there's so many people up there. It's got more than that. And a lot of the times when you ask a question, especially the priests and stuff like that, it's like, you're in denial. You need to go to confession and here's your penance. It's like, don't ask that question anymore. So religion is basically, do you believe from what you believe in, where you come from. And I think I'm living proof of you set goals and objectives and you make it happen. And this is set on earth.
You're right.
And you've got people like Guinness and her family. It's what you do in life. It's what you do in life.
Yes. Thank you, Leo. And I should comment that he said, this is heaven. Heaven is here. Yes, we have part of the heaven one day out of the 7 days, starting from January the 26th. So please join us in our heavenly environment. We enjoy this Saturday here. Do you agree, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you,
Dan. Oh, that is... Leo has bring up a very important point. I'd like to take just a very brief survey. How many of you disagree this is heaven on earth? Please raise your hand. Okay, how many agree this is heaven on earth? Please raise your hand. How many is not sure? Please raise your hand. Very good. Okay, so we have a majority which thinks heaven is what we make of it right here, right now, at the present. In order to make that happen, we need a presence of not only the body, but the mind and the spirit. And so that's why that is the theme of this lecture today. It's what I call the triple bottom line, body, mind and spirit. Body and mind is easy to grasp. The question of spirituality is still in the back somewhere, and I hope at the end of this lecture we'll have a clearer understanding of what that is. Okay? Thank you.